Hey, everybody, this is Jess Harnell, and I am the voice of Wooten Bassett. How you doing? Welcome to the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey, everyone, I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine. Thanks for joining us for another podcast.
I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. We're your hosts for this May 2nd, 2007 edition.
Coming up later on the podcast, you'll learn about the making of the episode Odyssey Sings, a spoof of the television show American Idol.
That was the episode where we first got to hear the surprisingly beautiful singing voice of mailman Wooten Bassett.
That's right, Jess. And speaking of which, Wooten is played by the incredibly talented Jess Harnell. First up today, executive producer Dave Arnold catches up with Jess to give us the scoop on other parts he's played, and how he started with Adventures in Odyssey.
And we'll learn why all cool guys are named Jess.
Right. Take it away, Dave.
Jess Harnell, man of a thousand voices.
Well, 999. I'm working on the last one.
What's the last one?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. That's why it's not a thousand.
How did you come up with the voice of Wooten? Was there somebody that inspired the voice? Was it just something that came to you on the spur of the moment when you were researching the character?
That's a good question. I mean, this started just like any other acting job starts for an actor. You know, went in and I auditioned for it, and I think I'd heard the name of Adventures in Odyssey, but I'd never actually heard the show. And it just gave this character description of Wooten. And it's interesting, in animation, a lot of the time you like to see a picture. I remember I did not get to see a picture of him, so I was kind of running blind as far as what he might sound like. And I think I threw out a couple of suggestions, but just the fact that he was quirky and kind of unusual, and I could even tell from the dialogue that he was kind of an odd guy, you know, I figured that just a straight-ahead voice might not work, so I had to come up with something quirkier. And somehow or another, I don't really remember, Dave, it's been a while since it happened, but somehow, this kind of thing just came into my head, and it sort of stuck, and everybody ever since is like, oh, yeah, that's Wooten Bassett, great. Okay.
Well, how did you come to work with Odyssey? There's a friend, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was really cool. I was recommended to the Adventures in Odyssey folks by my friend Katie Lee, who, of course, does the voice of Connie, as well as, you know, lots of other voices. But Katie's great, and she's always been a very dear friend. And we were working together on a cartoon called Totally Spies, and she was one of the spies. And I was the British fellow who gave them their orders. My name was Jerry on that show. And we just had such a good time working together and laughing together. We probably did more laughing than working, actually, that she said, you guys should really check out this guy, Jess Harnell. And I came in and showed up, and I think at first they thought I was looking for where the heavy metal band rehearsals were at, because I kind of look like that. But after we met, and I became friends with Marsha Younger and a lot of the other guys, and ever since then we've been together, and I think I've been doing this for about 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. I would estimate maybe 4 or 5 years, you know. Yeah. And I've had such a great time because I absolutely love not only the show and what the show stands for and the fact that it's as well written as it is, but I also love the character of Wooten, and I'm very proud and happy that I get to play that particular character.
You're not the only person that loves that character. I think everybody that's listening right now has fallen in love with Wooten Bassett.
Oh, well, I like all you guys, too. And if I wouldn't get writer's cramp, I'd send each and every one of you a Valentine. But it's really nice. I think that the reason that people respond to him as much as they do is because he's just genuinely a sweet person, you know. And there's lessons to be learned from that, because as simple as he may seem, he's really kind of complex in that he treats everybody with respect. He's always kind, and he worships God, and that's beautiful. But on top of all that thing, just in terms of his relations with people, he treats everybody really, really well, and I really admire that.
Can you give him an idea of the scope of other things that you do in the industry as well?
I always say that I am blessed every single day. I was just talking to somebody a few minutes ago, and we talked about how, you know, my dad used to say that you're lucky when you know you're lucky. You know, and that's really big, folks, because it's like if you actually consciously take the time every day to just kind of go, wow, I'm so lucky. Look at all I've got. Look at all the things that I have. Even if it doesn't seem like a lot in one way or another, you know, we all have so many blessings to be grateful for, you know. And one of mine is that I get paid to do something that I would do for free. And, you know, I would, if I wasn't, you
know. I should have known that.
Yeah, well, not with you guys, but with everybody else. You know, it's wonderful that I make a good living doing something that I would absolutely just be doing anyway. I'd just be boring people in my cubicle at work or outside of 7-Eleven with a hat saying, you know, tips, please. because I've always just loved to do voices and to sing, and that's what I do for a living. I am blessed because I do it every day, and I do everything, guys. You guys hear me on a lot of stuff. I've been announcing the show America's Funniest Home Videos for years. That's one thing that I do that I'm proud of, and I like that families can all watch that together and enjoy it. It's a fun show. I do tons and tons of cartoons. If you can think of a cartoon show, if I haven't been a regular on it, chances are probably 90% or better that I've been a guest star on it, and usually more than once. And that's, you know, everything from Powerpuff Girls to Rugrats to I was the voice of Wacko on Animaniacs, which was a huge, huge show, and lots of other shows all across the map. I've worked on tons of, like, movies, animated features from Ice Age and Ice Age 2 to Finding Nemo and Cars and The Emperor's New Groove and A Bug's Life and Toy Story 2. Worked on all those shows and all those movies. I do a lot of promos. And what that means, if you don't know what promos are, is I'm that guy that you hear when you're watching TV and you hear the guy going, and then on an all-new episode. Those are me, which is a pretty big contrast when you think about it from going, and then on an all-new episode, because, like, Wooten could never really do promos because nobody take him seriously. On an all-new, you got to watch tonight, you know, to be like, well, why is this crazy guy yelling at me? But I do a lot of that, and I do lots of commercials. I mean, you've heard me say things like, you know, member FDIC, for a limited time only, your dealer's price may vary. Some restrictions may apply. I do all that kind of stuff. You know, you name it, man. I've been the voice of McDonald's. I've been the voice of Toyota. I do tons of impressions. I do what they call voice matching, which is when you go in and for various actors, you do their dialogue after the fact when they're not available to do things on films that they've made and stuff. I go in and fill in their dialogue, and I've done that for everybody from Keanu Reeves to Arnold Schwarzenegger to Christopher Walken to Rodney Dangerfield to just on and on and on.
Can you give us some samples?
Wow. You know, it's nuts. I'm sitting here talking to you about Adventures in Odyssey, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun if Wooten's name was Walken, and it could be like, wow, Whit, where's Connie? This place is crazy. It's nuts. You know, and there's that, and then there's, you know, there's stuff like, you know, hey, I tell you, I get no respect at all. Are you kidding? It's tough being me, you know? And, I mean, it's just a matter of, I've always had a good ear, and I've always just done impressions. And, I mean, here, for those of you listening who like the Beatles, I'll show you this one of my favorite little party tricks. You know, I do all four of the Beatles. Most people only do one of the Beatles. But they think they all sound the same, but they don't, you know. I mean, first of all, you've got John. John's voice was sort of like it was sharpened in his nose. It sounded like there's a bit of a point to it, really. And then there's Paul, you know, and Paul's voice is more like back in the throats, and it's a bit smokier, really, you know, like that. Then there's George, and George always sounded like he was congested, and he spoke more slowly, you see. Then there was Ringo, and Ringo was down here at the bottom, you see, so they're all four very different when you stop to think about it. You know, so, yeah, I do lots of dialects and accents and you know, pretty much, I like to think that if it's vocally related or if it's related to the voice, I will find a way to do it.
Thanks, Jess and Dave.
You're welcome.
I meant the other Jess.
Oh.
Harnell.
Well, anyway, you mentioned earlier about going behind the scenes with Odyssey Sings.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I tried out for that show.
Really? Doing what?
My mime act. Here, let me do a little bit of it for you.
Okay.
Here it goes. I call that Man in the Wind with Umbrella. What do you think?
I can't believe they didn't use that in the radio show.
Me either.
Let's hear what did make it into the show in this bonus feature.
The actors all listened to the music and sang their songs.
I didn't even know this is Wooten's key, but we'll figure it out. My ode to macaroni.
Traveling down a dirt road and it seems I went astray.
Of course, no one gets it on the first try.
I tripped.
No, that's not the right note. Let me do it again.
I tripped.
No, that's too high. No.
I tripped.
I'm dead. Ran out of breath. Ooh. Ooh, I'm dead. I forgot.
Once the show was recorded, it was time to put everything together. Here's sound designer Jonathan Crow to talk about that process.
Well, the stuff that John did with the synthesizer was great, but it just didn't sound live and real. So I knew I needed to get some live instruments. We have a lot of incredibly talented folks here at Focus who play instruments. For example, for Bart's song, we recorded a guitar, an acoustic bass, a banjo, a fiddle, a jug, an instrument called a dobro, and even some fun things like someone playing the spoons. And even a mouth harp. Now for Harlow's song, someone even played an accordion. With Odyssey, we don't usually use many live instruments, but Odyssey Sings was an excellent place to give it a try.
Episode Odyssey Sings in Lost and Found, a 4-CD set of Adventures in Odyssey. For more information, check out our website.
Well, that's all for now. This has been another edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.